AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is announcing plans to reopen the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem and upgrading ties with Palestinians. Blinken met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken conveyed deep condolences to families that lost loved ones, especially the children who died.
No child, whether Israeli, Palestinian, or American, is a statistic. We know the human consequences when violence takes the upper hand.
The move to restore the consulate in Jerusalem restores ties with the Palestinians that had been downgraded by the Trump administration. The White House and the Kremlin have set a date. June 16th in Geneva will be the day President Biden meets face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Biden administration is getting closer to a vaccination goal. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House says the U.S. will hit a milestone today with half of American adults fully vaccinated. President Biden has earlier set a goal of having 70% of adults with at least one vaccine dose by July 4th.
The CDC issued a report today saying coronavirus infections in fully vaccinated people remain rare. The report is based on voluntary reporting by 46 states and territories and isn't considered a complete tally. The data shows there was one infection in every 10,000 fully vaccinated people. President Biden meets later today with the family of George Floyd at the White House, 1 year after Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The path forward on Capitol Hill for Floyd's namesake bill, the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, remains unclear. Citing delays in renewals, the Biden administration says American citizens holding recently expired U.S. passports will be allowed to return home from abroad on that document until the end of the year. This is AP News. Now the story of an airline passenger behaving badly.
A flight attendant on board a Southwest Airlines flight was attacked so violently by a passenger last weekend. The flight attendant lost two teeth, says the president of the Transport Workers Union Local. Airlines have reported thousands of unruly passengers this year. Most incidents involved travelers who refused to wear face masks. Many involved those who'd been drinking. The union official is asking for more federal air marshals on flights and a ban on passengers who violate the rules. Flight attendants are also concerned about the sale of alcohol on planes. I'm Rita Foley.
The local sheriff says a suspicious package sent to the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Rand Paul appears to contain a non-toxic substance. Paul tweeted he takes any such threats immensely seriously and said he has been targeted multiple times. The sheriff's office says the substance and package will undergo further analysis. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.